This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
You've probably heard a huge list of warrants have been issued in the Brian Koberger case against several businesses requesting information. We're going to break this down for you a little bit and give you some perspective as to why there's so many of these, what their purpose is, and do they all relate directly to Brian Koberger? I think that's the first thing we should talk about as we jump into this part of the conversation. Amazon, American Express, Apple, all the way to Yik Yak. I'm literally going alphabetically. And there's a huge list here, and we'll read through them in a little bit. These are companies that are likely to have some sort of, I guess, footprint, if you will, fingerprint of either Koberger on them in relation to the actual crimes committed, or the victims in some way, shape, or form related to the timeline of them being murdered. Maybe some sort of communication, some sort of evidence that may point them in some way, shape, or form to have more direction as to Koberger's involvement or whosoever involvement they may find, as Koberger, of course, innocent until proven guilty. But it's a huge list, and it's a lot of information one is going to have to go through. But it's covering everything from Reddit to Discover Bank to DoorDash. Some things that we've seen: K-Bar Knives, Match Group, which is the company that owns Tinder and those sort of things. Washington State University, Google. They are going on the digital footprint as heavy as they can here, trying to find any area where they're going to see evidence that Koberger was close to these people, following these people, stalking these people, or one of them having some sort of relation to Koberger. Even just very small, just maybe a follower, a follow back, a tweet, something. There's a lot that they're going to be going through here that's going to paint a very interesting picture for us as far as the connection between Koberger and the victims. All of that a part of a 750-page newly sealed documents that are under lock and key. This part was believed to be okay to release. 750 pages of the newly sealed documents are believed to, and this is what the court says, believed to contain highly intimate facts and statements which would be highly objectionable to a reasonable person, according to the judge. The documents are also being kept under wraps due to the potential threat to the safety of the individuals in the case. And I don't know how boilerplate that language is. That is just a new layer onto all this, which makes you go, how would this information that could come out be a safety threat to individuals involved in the case? Is it more so to putting information out there about the victims and their families, and identifiable information in the way that possibly someone, the twisted mindset, would go after them? Maybe that's what it is. That's all I can fathom. However, the family of Kaylee Gonzalez, who is represented by attorney Shannon Gray, they filed an appeal against the gag order, claiming it to be unconstitutional, violating their right to free speech. On the other hand, Koberger's lawyer, public defender Ann Taylor, filed an objection to the appeal, stating that the gag order does not violate the First Amendment rights and is not factually vague. Prosecution defense, they're gearing up for this. Lata County Prosecutor Bill Thompson, noting that members of the Gonzalez family, including the victim's sister, Olivia, could take the stand. In addition to a coalition of 30 news organizations, have asked the Idaho Supreme Court to overturn the gag order, claiming it to be a violation of their right to free speech. I'm very curious about the twists and turns that are yet to take place in this case. Some people that we've heard interviewed in the past that are familiar with some of the things behind these documents and behind the case have stated that it's way more than any of us think. What does that mean? I don't know. I've heard plenty of people overpromise too in the past, where it's like, it's way more than you think. And then it's like, oh, that's it. You know? But with this, I think there's some big pieces to this puzzle that we are not seeing yet, have not seen yet, probably impossible to contemplate. But when they are revealed, it's going to be shocking.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
We would love for you to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any breaking episodes or breaking news or discussions on the cases that we are following for you here on the podcast. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. Get a commercial-free experience through Apple Podcasts as well. My name is Tony Bruschi. You can follow me on Twitter at TonyBPod. Stay with us.